We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network from Learfield, welcome to the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus, hosted at The Row. Also brought to you in part by IBEW Local 401, presenting sponsor of Nevada football, and by Bud Light. This is the Wolfpack Coaches Show. Now, here is your host, John Ramey.
All right, everybody, it's the Wolfpack Coaches Show. It's brought to you by Dolan Lexus. They invite you to test drive a luxurious Lexus automobile today. Nevada opens the season at California on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. The kickoff from California Memorial Stadium in Strawberry Canyon in Berkeley. We visit right now with the head coach, Jay Norvell, who is going into his fifth season. And the Wolfpack, coming up a 7-2 year, are now preseason favorites to win the West Division in the Mountain West Conference. And I guess all the hype, all the anticipation, all the preparation, it all now comes down to a few more days of game prep, and then you kick it off. Is it overwhelming sometimes how so much waiting and anticipation comes down to a moment or a night?
No, I think we're just we're really completely focused on the moment and everything that we need to do to get ready. I told the players this week, you know, all our preseason talk and things are to prepare you for the season. And we try to just take it a day at a time. Everything we do has a purpose. You know, I told the players in the very first meeting, you know, and everything we do, we have to have a plan. And hope is not a plan. And so, you know, all the talk and things that have happened the preseason is a byproduct for the things that we've done in the past. And we're really focused on the moment. And in our preparation, all we can do is do a great job Monday through Friday, play as hard as we can on Saturday. And when the game's over with, it's over. And so every day of preparation is so critical, so important to playing well on Saturday.
Most times you have a training camp, and that's here on campus, and it's 4 weeks of practices before you get into game prep. Well, there have been conditions beyond your control now for the past two seasons with regard to your training camp. Last year it was COVID-19. This year it's been air quality stemming from the raging, terrible wildfires burning in the Sierra Nevada mountain range. How have you and your program managed to overcome, quite frankly, not knowing where or how you're going to practice on any given day?
Yeah, you know, it's really kind of a continuation of last year as far as, you know, not really knowing what the next week is going to bring and not really knowing what the next few days are going to bring. And I think the COVID year really prepared us as a staff for that. You know, it's not something that our kids are not used to, because we kept a real short-term focus last year. I told them, don't worry about next week. Don't worry about the next few days. Let's just worry about today. And all we've tried to do is maintain the integrity of fall camp. And everything that we needed to accomplish, we kept our focus that we were going to cover those things that day, whether it was an individual drill, whether it was a screen drill, whether it was a blocking drill. All the fundamentals we tried to focus and not rush through or pass over, because we really needed to check that box in our mind that we had done that and we prepared the players properly. You know, that's there was a scene in the movie Glory where
great flick.
One of the officers, the commander was looking at one of the officers, and he really wasn't preparing the guy properly. And we tried to be really conscious of that. You know, there's a reason we do all these little fundamental drills. It's to properly prepare the players to play a game. And I'm so grateful that we were able to go to Stanford, that, you know, our president and our administration supported us on that. And it really allowed us the opportunity to put the kids in position to play a game. Without that, we really wouldn't have been ready to play a game. And so I'm really grateful for that. But we haven't taken any shortcuts. We haven't changed our plan in any way with the places that we've had to practice. Now, we've had to practice a lot of places. We 7 different fields we've practiced so far, and we're not done yet. To play this game, we traveled over 1,553 miles just to practice, and so we're not taking that lightly. We appreciate the fact that we were able to do that, and now it's time for us to really zero in on this game.
So, you've practiced in the convention center. You've practiced. You practiced at Lawler one day. Mm-hmm. You went to Stanford. Have you been able to hit enough? Football is a physical game. You talk about this all the time. Physicality wins football games and defines your program. Very candidly, you can't really hit the way you do in a game if you're walking through on the concrete floor of an arena.
Right. We certainly didn't the first week. We weren't able to scrimmage the first week. We weren't able to really properly work in pads because we were in Lawler. We were in sessions. We were in the convention center. But the last few weeks at Stanford, we've got all our reps in. We practiced close to 4 hours every day. And it was interesting because Stanford was there and Stanford was watching us. And, you know, we'd be out there early with our music on. And then, you know, over about 12 o'clock, we'd still be out there. And they'd be like, how long did you guys practice today? But we got all of our reps in. You know, we had over an 80-play scrimmage. You know, we had several days where we were getting close to 100 plays a team and 40 plays a skelly. So we were really conscious of developing our skill, and that's what makes our team good is the time and repetitions we get in practice, and that's why our kids really understand what we're trying to do.
Everybody at Basalite is looking forward to watch all Wolfpack athletics. Get out there and play this year. Call Basalite for any of your concrete product needs. 775-358-1200. Basalite, 775-358-1200. Go Wolfpack. We'll come back to the Stanford part of your odyssey of a training camp. Let's talk about Carson Strong. He's the reigning Mountain West Offensive Player of the Year. He's getting a lot of attention with regard to his professional future and where he projects in the upcoming NFL draft. How is he? I know his health is fine, but just take me through his camp and what has struck you, or maybe how his progression has compared to your expectations.
Well, I've been around a lot of good players, and one of the things when you play this game a long time and you play a lot, you know, sometimes you get hurt, and it changes you as a player. It makes you more knowledgeable. It makes you understand and appreciate the preparation that you have to put into playing. And it, you have to appreciate your own body and your own health. And I think Carson's been going through that. I told the story in camp about some of the amazing players that I've seen perform in person. And I mean, I seen Roger Clemens play in person. I seen Barry Bonds play in person. I seen Jerry Rice play in person. I seen Walter Payton in person. And, you know, one of the guys that really struck me was Dan Marino. I mean, we played him when I was with the Colts, and they introduced him before the game, and most players run out. He walked. He walked out of the middle of the stadium like John Wayne with a big old brace on his knee, and I'm like, how is this guy going to play against us? And he just proceeded to carve us up, you know, with his Hall of Fame arm. But Marino figured out how to play. And I think Carson in some ways is understanding that. He's probably not 100% yet, but he's understanding what he needs to do to be able to perform. And his passion is there, his preparation is there, and you can see a difference in him as he gets closer to game time.
I don't even know if I said Carson Strong at the start of that question, because you know, now he's down to one name. He's like Kobe or Pele. He's just Carson now here in Northern Nevada. IBEW Local 401, the 2021 season is brought to you by IBEW Local 401, presenting sponsor of Nevada football. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. We'll be right back with the head coach, Jay Norvell, Nevada at Cal on Saturday to open the season. Stay with us. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, Nevada football from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Hey, Wolfpack fans, I'm Jeremy Anthony with Baselite Concrete Products, proud sponsor of the Wolfpack and the Baselite Big Blocker Award for over 20 years. Baselite offers a large variety of products for the do-it-yourselfer, including pavers and wall systems. Additionally, we have beautiful backyard design features such as barbecues, fireplaces, waterfalls, and fire pits. These outdoor kits come complete with all the materials you need, including easy-to-read step-by-step instructions. Come see these beautiful outdoor features at Baselite. Remember, don't fight it, Baselite it.
Anyone, no matter their age, race, or ethnicity, can become a hero. How? Simply by saying yes to saving and healing lives through organ, eye, and tissue donation. Transplants save lives every single day. They're needed by all types of people around the world. There are currently more than 100,000 Americans in need of an organ transplant. How can you bring hope to those waiting? Nevada Donor Network wants you to know it's easy. Visit nvdonor.org/pack. Bring hope to the over 600 Nevadans waiting for their second chance. Nevadans for Nevada.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're gonna go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You gotta dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We are back. It is the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. I'm John Ramey, joined by Nevada head coach Jay Norvell. The Wolfpack opens the 2021 season at California in Strawberry Canyon Memorial Stadium, 7:30 kickoff Saturday. The Hall of Famer Mike Edwards and I will have the call starting at 6:30 from Berkeley. Tune in 94.5 FM, 6:30 AM here in Reno. It will be the 115th season of Nevada football. I know that's something you reflect on and you cherish.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're part of something bigger than ourselves, and we talk about that as a program. You know, we want to make the jersey better than when we got it, and we want to add to the great history of this program. You know, I always wanted to coach at a school. I always wanted to coach at the University of, you know, of a state, and also a school that has a proud tradition and where football matters, where people care about it. And, you know, Nevada certainly has that tradition, and to be playing for over 100 years with so many great stories and players, you know, one of the things we got our kids was Marion Motley t-shirts. And, you know, to think that Marion Motley was, you know, an NFL top 100 player and a Hall of Famer, you know, helped break the color barrier and came from the University of Nevada is just an amazing part of our tradition and what Coach All did and Kaepernick and all the great players that have played here. It's special to be a part of that, and we want to add to it, and we've been working hard to do that.
Cal, they only played 4 games last year. So there's not a ton of data. They were 1-3, and their one win was over a top 25 Oregon team. And I believe that was the only game out of the 4 they played where they didn't have at least one position group in quarantine. So 1-3 is not necessarily an indicator of the team that you're going to see on Saturday night.
Right. And I think they're similar to us in a couple regards. I mean, like many teams last year, they had quite a few older players, experienced players, senior players, and a lot of those guys came back. You know, and excuse me, like us, we didn't get a full season last year. You know, we had a lot of older players, veteran players, seniors that were looking forward to a full season, getting a chance to show what they could do as a team. And so, you know, they're getting another chance this year, just like we are. And they have a veteran team. They've got a lot of depth in both lines. Their experience in their secondary. They have a veteran quarterback. And so, you know, whenever a team has depth in their lines and they have an experienced quarterback, it's a pretty good formula for a really solid football team. And so, you know, they're a veteran team. They're an experienced team. You know, we're a veteran team. We're an experienced team. And so, you know, it should be a great matchup in that regard. And, you know, it's going to come down to execution and physicality and who limits mistakes. I think that's the biggest thing. And that's why we're so focused on our execution and being able to play a quality team like this.
You bring up how Cal, I think they return 74 of 88 starts made on the team a season ago. Very similar to you guys. Mm-hmm. A lot of teams are going to be in this position where there's depth, there's continuity. You get super seniors or fifth year guys, or however you want to say it. Is the fact that that's going to be so widespread, maybe, perhaps unfortunately, diminish an advantage that you would otherwise have with so much experience?
You know, I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot unknown about this season, to be honest with you. You know, and I think another important point to that, you know, we told all of our kids that were coming back, you know, this is not a continuation of last year. This is not. This is a brand new year, and everything you do has to be earned. And we've treated it that way, you know, from our captains to our guys that are starting. I assume we'll have some different changes. Maybe some guys will get beat out over the course of the year because it's just the way things happen. But I just think the attitude is really going to be important, the closeness of teams and the focus of how these teams practice. You know, you got to be hungry to practice to be good. And I think we're going to find out along this journey. I think there's going to be some really quality teams. I think there's going to be incredible competition. You know, I think in our league, in our division, I think we got a ton of really strong teams. You look at what Fresno State did last week, and, you know, San Jose State's got a lot of guys back. You know, San Diego State is always tough. You know, and so, you know, Hawaii and UNLV, I mean, those will be teams that'll be better. And so, you know, I think there's going to be a ton of competition, a ton of hungry kids that are wanting to play. And, you know, I think it's going to be a week-to-week challenge where you have to rise up and be your very best.
Envision Glass backs the Pack, serving Northern Nevada for over 35 years for all your commercial and residential glass needs. Windows and doors, mirrors, showers, and more. EnvisionGlass.com. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. John Ramey visiting with Pack head coach Jay Norvell ahead of Nevada's season opener. It's coming up on Saturday night at Cal, 7:30 kickoff from Memorial Stadium in Berkeley. One of the essential elements to a successful program and the thing you've been building towards here now, coming into your fifth year, is that you expect to win a game like this, right? Year one at Northwestern, you guys competed and everybody's happy. You know, you didn't get blown out. You didn't get outclassed. You competed. You had a chance to win the game. You didn't win the game. It's a little different now, right? You expect to win this game. You expect to win at Kansas State. I don't mean to skip over Idaho State, but the expectation that you're going to go on the road and win at a Power 5 school is a different thing. And I would think a rather unique pressure that might be new to this program under Jay Norvell.
Yeah, I think you have to have some success. I mean, that's important. You know, I know when Coach Alt was here, the team had a lot of success. And when they lined up every week, the team expected to win. You practice to win. You don't practice to play well. And I think there is a difference. And I think the expectation on a daily basis is the important thing. You know, I tell our coaches, you know, we need to grade our players and they need to get feedback. But the grade, they must understand what they have to do to win, period. And so that's always the benchmark, and that's always the standard that we work towards. And I think our kids understand that more. They're less frivolous. They're less concerned with things that are unimportant, I guess is the best way to do it. And their focus is on what it takes to win. And And I appreciate our leadership. I just think Lawson, I've said this before, I think Lawson Hall is one of the best leaders we've had. Just so mature and so focused on the things that are important. You know, Ledbetter and Carson, they're really passionate players who love their teammates. You know, and Sam Hammond. Sam Hammond has just been such a dependable, available player for us that just comes in to work every day. And so when you have that kind of leadership, it rubs off on the rest of the players. And I think that our leaders are really being more demanding of our younger players and, you know, and knocking off the nonsense and really getting focused on the work and what it takes to win. And, you know, we had a great training camp. Some of the talks that our players had were amazing. You know, kids, when I first got here, you know, I opened up the floor to kids to talk, and we really had very few kids that were willing to show the courage to stand up in front of their teammates and really talk about personal things. I mean, we had some amazing talks. Guys talked about real personal hardships that they had. Bentley Sanders got up, and he lost his sister to suicide. And, you know, we're going to be doing something for that this next month in September. It's National Suicide Prevention Month. Just bringing awareness and the maturity of our kids to be able to share that kind of information with each other really shows a lot of growth, in my opinion. And we're closer than we've ever been. I've had so many kids come up to tell me that this is the closest team they've ever been on. And that's really going to help us down the stretch. I think it's going to help us on this journey. And it is a journey. And there's going to be a lot of challenges and rough spots along the road. And no game is a make or break game for our season. And we have to continue to grow as we move on and learn from things that happened to us. So I'm really excited about it and love the mindset of our team.
Lawson Hall, Sam Hammond, Carson Strong, Jermaine Ledbetter are your four captains. They were your four captains last year. I understand that the pandemic has changed, at least for, you know, the interim here, how eligibility works and stuff. But, I mean, have you ever heard of such a thing within a football program before?
No, I mean,
that just doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. And you know, in one respect, you know, I hear people say, oh, boy, they got all these guys coming back. Well, on the other hand, this team never got to play 12 games last year. This is a team where, you know, because of the pandemic, these kids really kind of got shortchanged of what their year would have been. And nobody knows what last year would have been if every team would have had to play every game and fight through injuries and have to compete every week. We were the only team that played a full schedule last year. San Jose State didn't play a full schedule. And so, you know, when they were sitting at home, we were playing. And so, you know, I don't know. That's not an excuse. It's just reality of what last year was. So I'm really grateful, I think, to think that these kids could have a year where they could play in front of fans, they could play a full schedule, they could really measure themselves and see how good they can be. And that's what football's all about. I mean, there's no guarantees. You have to go out and earn the things that you get. And you know, we got a clean slate, and they get to find out how good they can be.
Shelter Insurance, continuing a 75-year tradition of supporting the communities they serve. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com/75th anniversary. We're visiting with the head coach, Jay Norvell. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. We'll be back with Coach Norvell for one more after this. Stay with us.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Hi-Tech Automotive is your premier solution for all vehicles, foreign and domestic. Locally owned and Bosch certified, Hi-Tech provides top quality service at an affordable rate. Visit us for any and all car maintenance and repair needs. We take pride in our work because we want you to take pride in us. Located on Gentry Way, Reno, Nevada. That's High Tech Automotive, your premier solution for all vehicles, foreign and domestic.
Hey, y'all, this is Michael Felder, co-host of College Sports Now. We're breaking down all the action from around the country every week with new episodes dropping 4 days a week during the football season. We'll look beyond the box score and keep our finger on the pulse of college football from September all the way through the national championship game in January. Listen all season long on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to get your favorite podcast. And be sure to follow along on Twitter at CSNowTweets.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Visit us at ndireno.com.
IBEW Local 401 takes great pride in being dedicated to providing the highest quality of service to our local union, contractors, and to the great people of Reno, Nevada. They operate under a code of excellence developed by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which is second to none. Being an IBEW member provides workers with many advantages. If you're interested in joining IBEW Local 401, give them a call at 775-329-2566.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
We are back. This is the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. John Ramey with head coach Jay Norvell. The Wolfpack opening at California on Saturday night, opening the 2021 season. Nevada coming off a 7-2 pandemic shortened but very successful season in 2020. If you crave more Wolfpack action, keep up on all Nevada athletics with News 4's Wolfpack All Access presented by Champion Chevrolet. Highlights, coaches' perspective, and more. Wolfpack All Access airs every Sunday night after NFL Sunday Night Football on News 4 and again at 10 o'clock on Nevada Sports Net. Also, Bud Light proudly welcomes back Nevada fans to Mackey Stadium. This year, Bud Light is for the fans. We talk about football, but we talk about other things.
Yeah.
And so I guess we should get... We don't have a book club, but we do have an informal kind of reading list we like to share with one another. So I'm just curious, do you have any reading recommendations or any books that you wish to share?
I like to change it up, so it's not
the answer's never no. You're always reading.
Yes, I'm always reading. Read a great book on Brady about 12 leadership steps of Brady. I thought was really helpful, and Carson really got a lot out of it. I change it up, and I listen to different genres, and I read different genres. I've read a book about meditation by Dr. Joe Dispenza called Supernatural, and it's just a really amazing there's so much that you don't always think of in life unless you hear different experts talk about it and different energy centers you have. But you really think about people that you know. And he says something that really makes you think is that your energy is where your focus is. And it's so true in life. You meet people that really kind of energize you just to be around them. And here's the important thing: when you have a group of people, and they all have the same focus and energy, it's a powerful thing, and really powerful on a team and team sports, really powerful in a band. If you've ever been at a concert and you got thousands of people that are all into one song or cheering a song, you can feel the energy. It's a real, tangible, scientific thing. And so I just think it's important to realize that, and for athletes, for entertainers, for anybody, your energy is where your focus is. And so I really got a lot out of that book, to be honest with you. And great reminders to our team that if we want to really be special, we got to really focus our energy collectively on the same things.
This is reminding me of when I read, I think in one of Phil Jackson's books, where he took the Kobe, Shaq, Lakers and put them in a room and turned down the lights and said, "You're all frogs on a lily pad."
Yeah.
I don't know if you can do that with 100 guys, but I like it.
It's interesting because, my coach was Hayden Fry.
Who was not Phil Jackson.
And he was not, but he was an expert on the mind, and he used to do that to us. He used to turn the lights out before the game.
Really?
He used to tell us to close our eyes and take a deep breath and imagine the scoreboard and imagine, being in the locker room after a game and the feeling that we had winning and, seeing the scoreboard. At that time it was Iowa wins. And he was really ahead of his time. I mean, he was an amazing, head coaches at that time were like CEOs. They were like, they did everything. They motivated, they taught, they instructed. He was an amazing, complete coach. And it is part of it. The mental part of playing, feeling confident, being calm under pressure situations is a big part of the game. And it's good reminder for our guys. I've really taken a chapter out of Bill Walsh's book, and Bill Walsh always talked about, in the most important games, the most pressure packed games, he would always rely back on the most basic fundamentals that they did in practice. And he didn't want the players to feel pressured up. He didn't want them to feel like they had to be superhuman. Just execute the everyday. And so many times in our big games, we've relied on our most basic plays. I just remember the Wyoming game last year. Carson saw something and he got our guys in position and we scored in overtime on a play that we probably put in the first day of practice. So our players, we try to get them to relax on that. And when you're in those really important situations, you want to rely on the things you know the best. And so I think that's a great example of it.
If you're a local business looking to get your name in front of Nevada fans, Wolfpack Sports Properties, a Learfield partner is here to help. For more sponsorship information, 775-327-2074. Call my guy Eric, 775-327-2074. You've been everywhere. You've coached everywhere. You've played everywhere.
Like Johnny Cash.
Right, exactly. But you were only at UCLA for 1 year, right?
Yes, sir.
Did you play at Cal?
We did not.
Have you been to Memorial Stadium?
I've been by Strawberry Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
My son used to go to a pre-K school there.
Okay, yeah.
In Berkeley when we lived in Alameda.
Sure.
And we used to pass by is it Freedom Park? I don't know
People's
where.
Park.
People's Park, yeah. Where the hippies dance, yeah, and all that. So, no, I spent a lot of time in Berkeley when I was in the East Bay and coaching for the Raiders. But I never played there. Never played a game there. Never competed there. And it's always appeared to be a great stadium. And, you know, so many of the California stadiums are old bowls.
And this one, I'm going to give you a little history on this. Cal Memorial Stadium, built in 1923, same vintage as L.A. Coliseum, wow, Rose Bowl, and old Stanford Stadium.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, Nevada went in there when Cal refurbished it,
right,
10 years ago or so.
Right.
And won, spoiled it.
There's so much history in those California stadiums, or bowl stadiums. They're all really big. And what fun to be able to play there. Looking forward to it.
He's the coach. He's Jay Norvell. It is the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to the running backs coach and the second all-time leading rusher in program history, Vi Tawa. That's next. Stay with us.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Anyone, no matter their age, race, or ethnicity, can become a hero. How? Simply by saying yes to saving and healing lives through organ, eye, and tissue donation. Transplants save lives every single day. They're needed by all types of people around the world. There are currently more than 100,000 Americans in need of an organ transplant. How can you bring hope to those waiting? Nevada Donor Network wants you to know it's easy. Visit nvdonor.org/pack. Bring hope to the over 600 Nevadans waiting for their second chance. Nevadans for Nevada.
Hey, college football fans, I'm Mike Golick.
And I'm Kate Scott. This fall, we are bringing you a fresh new way to hear college football play-by-play. Golick and I teaming up for College Football Saturday Night, powered by Learfield.
It's a bold new way to listen to college football. Smart, fun, refreshing, food, I added that. A unique radio play-by-play experience, and I'm so looking forward to broadcasting live alongside Kate this fall.
College Football Saturday Night, powered by Learfield. Hope you'll join us.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a nature show host.
In the native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got Geico, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll suddenly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. Geico will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top!
top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show. It is presented by Dolan Lexus. I'm John Ramey. Vitala, running backs coach, second all-time leading rusher in program history, joins us right now. Wolfpack fans, mini plans are on sale now for as low as $51 for three home games. Don't miss the excitement of game day at Mackey Stadium. Visit MyNevadaTickets.com, MyNevadaTickets.com today, or call 775-348-PACK to get your mini plan today. Coach Tawa, I always say you're the second leading rusher in program history. Do you like that? Do you mind that? How does that make you feel?
I don't mind that. I mean,
it's a big number.
A lot of greats before me, so yeah, I don't mind that at all, man.
You beat Cal when you were playing, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Was that the game where they were just opening up the new Memorial Stadium, where they just refurbished it, and you went there and spoiled the party? Is that right?
No, I played them here.
Oh, you beat them here? Okay.
I beat them here at Mackey. The next year, they went over there. I think it was. Yeah. I think they did spoil the new stadium for them. But, yeah, I mean, great game. I think both games. I actually got to watch the other one as well. So, both were great games.
It's kind of funny, though, right? Like, that's, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And nobody plays for either team now that played then. So you were really just talking about legacies and institutions and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But we still think about it. I'm sure you thought about it when you saw the schedule, right?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I mean, it's just it's one of those games where you want to, make the stamp for the program and kind of make, a name for the Wolfpack and kind of, right now I told all the guys at the scouting report, but it's all speculation on how good we can be. But this is going to be that game that kind of puts the stamp on it, like how good we can be, make it real.
I was asking Coach Norvell about this earlier. It's a point on the evolutionary, the incline, the ascent of a program when you get to a point where the expectation exists where you go on the road and you win at a Power Five. Mm-hmm. When you've played on a team that had expectations like that, do you have to coach differently? Does your tone have to shift to kind of explain it to the guys you're working with?
I think they got to understand that it's not just Saturday. You're going to show up on Saturday and all this great stuff is going to happen. It's Sunday, Monday. It's throughout the week, and then when the game comes, what's going to happen is what's going to happen. But, you feel prepared and you've done everything that you could possibly do. Now you just go out and have fun and let the natural ability and skills kind of set in.
Watch Nevada Sports Net for an in-depth look at Nevada sports from Wolfpack All Access to NSN Daily. Get up-to-date information and breaking news all day long. Tune in to Nevada Sports Net on Channel 21 or check your local listings. Go Pack. We're visiting right now with Vitala, running backs coach. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Nevada opens the season at California Saturday night, 7:30 the kickoff from Memorial Stadium in Berkeley. You guys have not had a traditional training camp. You've had to move around because of the air quality challenges, clearly terrible fires raging and disrupting many people's lives, not just football teams' lives, with the fires in the Sierra Nevada mountain range. This is like the second year in a row where you guys haven't had a traditional training camp. Is it hard to maintain your focus when all these kind of quasi-apocalyptic things are going on? Or how do you persevere just as a professional?
Just trying to keep the main thing. I mean, there's going to be some things that pop up and kind of as road bumps and stuff, but not forgetting what the goal is or, like I said, the main thing. What's the main thing? And just trying, to ignore overcome the obstacles that come along the way and keep your sights, ahead on it, So, yeah, we've been dealing with some stuff, but I don't think it's changed the guy's goal and knowing what we're trying to do.
So, I mean, from what I understand, you're saying the players have been able to maintain their focus. I would think, like, sure, the coaches, the grown-ups, maybe we understand a little bit better how to do that. But you think even the guys are grasping it?
Yeah. I mean, now it's just kind of, you know, being able to deal with the body adjustments that come with traveling. You know what I mean? Because there's going to be some stuff. I mean, you're on the road a lot, on a bus. You know what I mean? So it's going to be the knowing how to take care of your body and overcome those things. But they know that the obstacles are going to exist, you know, and that we got to find a way to overcome them.
How's your game week just leading up into week one? Is it a more stressful, or maybe is the anticipation greater? Or are you just like no butterflies, nothing, locked in? I mean, where are you kind of emotionally? Because, I mean, you didn't play all that long ago.
Yeah.
I know that the competitive fire is still, you know, burning. So how is it as your week progresses?
For me, it's anticipation, you know, and just preparing the guys. And really, for me, it's getting excited for, I mean, what I envision that they're about to go out there and do, you know. So it's really anticipation for me and just making sure that the guys are feeling confident and trust in each other and trust in themselves, you know. So anticipation would probably be the biggest way to describe it.
What's the rotation look like? It's Toa and Devontae and Avery? Or is there more to it? Is there less to it?
I mean, those are your three main guys, you know, and the biggest thing for them this year is I trust all three of them. So it's, you know, being on the field full speed. And if you can't go full speed, then let the next guy go, you know. So that's really been our focus and trying to get as many good plays as you can out there. And if you're feeling tired, we got enough depth now this year to keep rolling them. So that's kind of how the rotation, by fatigue, I guess.
And then just from your perspective, I know you're going to be biased towards, you know, understanding that the running game will be important or impactful. Where do you see this game hinging or pivoting, and where does Nevada have to have success to win the game?
I'm going to say special teams is going to be huge. You know, I think, you know, it's something that we take serious, you know, and I think we can change the game on special teams, and I think that's going to be huge for us.
He's Vitawa. It's the Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Come on back.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
In need of a bus charter for your next adventure? Look no further than the official transportation of the Nevada Wolfpack. Holiday Motor Coach have a fleet of over 100 motor coaches, ranging in size, accommodating up to 56 passengers. To book your next trip and receive a free quote, visit holidaymotorcoach.com. That's holidaymotorcoach.com. Don't wait. Start your adventure today.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey fans, this is Wayne Cook, co-host of College Sports Now. We're breaking down all the action from around the country every week with new episodes dropping 4 days a week during the football season. We'll look beyond the box score and keep our finger on the pulse of college football from September all the way to the national championship game in January. Listen all season long on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you'd love to get your podcasts. And be sure to follow along on Twitter at CSNowTweets.
We'll be right back.
IBEW Local 401 takes great pride in being dedicated to providing the highest quality of service to our local union, contractors, and to the great people of Reno, Nevada. They operate under a code of excellence developed by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, which is second to none. Being an IBEW member provides workers with many advantages. If you're interested in joining IBEW Local 401, give them a call at 775-329-2566.
Visit us at ndireno.com.
Hello, this is Matt Pierce with Ray Morgan Company. I want to tell you about a cutting-edge business assessment process introduced to many Reno businesses by your local technology provider, the Ray Morgan Company. These solutions reduce operating costs, increase staff productivity, and help achieve sustainability and security initiatives. Do you know how much your office technology is actually costing you? Contact the Ray Morgan Company today at 338-3344 for your free document technology assessment. That's 338-3344.
Hey, college football fans, I'm Mike Golick.
And I'm Kate Scott. This fall, we are bringing you a fresh new way to hear college football play-by-play. Golick and I teaming up for College Football Saturday Night, powered by Learfield.
It's a bold new way to listen to college football. Smart, fun, refreshing, food, I added that. A unique radio play-by-play experience, and I'm so looking forward to broadcasting live alongside Kate this fall.
College Football Saturday Night, powered by Learfield. Hope you'll join us.
Welcome back. We are back. Inaugural Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus for the 2021-2022 athletic year. Well, the opener is coming up, and it's Saturday night at 7:30 in Berkeley. Tune in to the Hall of Famer Mike Edwards and me, John Ramey. We have the Bud Light tailgate show at 6:30 from Berkeley. We kick it off at 7:30. Don't miss a snap. We're on live here in Reno, 94.5 FM, 6:30 a.m., and we look forward to riding along with you as Nevada opens its 115th season of football. California 1-3 in the pandemic abbreviated season ago. Nevada was 7-2. Cal was a bowl team two seasons ago. Nevada, of course, a bowl team each of the last three seasons. Jay Norvell has had the pack in the postseason three of his first 4 years at the helm of this program, and now great expectations here in year five, as Nevada has been predicted by the conference media to win the West Division in the Mountain West Conference. Very special thank you to the head coach, Jay Norvell, for visiting with us, and the running backs coach, Vitawa. Remember, we're going to do this live every week at Brew Brothers in the El Dorado. It's going to be great. Brew Brothers will be up on the stage. We'll fraternize. It'll be tremendous. It's just that this week, because of the air quality, the football team, including head coach Jay Norvell, wasn't in town on this Wednesday night. They had to get out of town and get to clean air to practice. So, condition permitting, we'll be doing this live next week and for the duration at Brew Brothers. So make sure you come on out and visit with us at Brew Brothers next week. We do it at 6 p.m. every Wednesday, this Wolfpack Coaches Show presented by Dolan Lexus. Also, fans, make sure you tune in. We'll have our monthly podcast from the Silver and Blue coming up with Athletics Director Doug Knuth. You'll hear a snippet of that during the pregame show on Saturday. Also, be sure to join us on Wolfpack Daily every morning. You can get it on the Watch and Listen tab on NevadaWolfpack.com. You can get it as a podcast there, or you can listen over the air, terrestrial radio. We have Wolfpack Daily, your 2-minute daily update Monday through Friday here in Reno on 94.5 FM and 6:30 AM. So join us across all these platforms. It's going to be a great season, and we're just getting started. We look forward to visiting with you on Saturday night from Memorial Stadium. 7:30 kickoff, Nevada at Cal to open the season. Until then, I'm John Ramey. Thanks for being with us on the Wolfpack Coaches Show, presented by Dolan Lexus. So long.
The Wolfpack Coaches Show has been presented by Dolan Lexus.
The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Wolfpack Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.